This podcast is produced by To The Moon Creative, located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Whether you're an established or a new podcaster, To The Moon Creative offers the highest quality audio and HD multi-camera video podcasts. And if you already record your own podcasts, To The Moon Creative also offers affordable audio and video editing services with guaranteed fast turnaround time. For more information, find us online at www.ttmcreative.com. At To The Moon Creative, we do more than just get your podcast off the ground. We help you take it to the moon.
Welcome to the Model Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Harrell. Please like, follow, or subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on social media at Model Connection Podcast. My guest tonight is Nashville model Kenzie. How are you doing tonight, Kenzie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. So tell me, Kenzie, what areas of modeling do you feel you are most suited for? What are you most comfortable in doing?
I think that I've mostly done lingerie and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's just kind of what I've mostly have done.
Okay. How did you get started in modeling?
So it started actually back when I'm from New York.
Wow. So how did you make it all the way down here to Tennessee?
Well, 4 years ago, I moved here.
Okay.
All by myself. I kind of just got up and left. There was actually no rhyme or reason at all.
All by yourself, huh?
Yeah.
Brave girl.
I try. and then I just wound up picking Tennessee again for no rhyme or reason. And then that starts how I got here.
Wow.
Yeah. But I started in New York with the modeling in around 2017. A lot of the car shows and the car scene is really big up there. And then I had close friends at the time that were getting into it. Mm-hmm. I had close friends that were modeling at the car shows, small ones and bigger ones in New York. And one time I just had tagged along and I loved it. I loved doing modeling on the cars and I loved the publicity from it. And then I kind of started to get an interest into it and then chose that path. So that's how I started. I moved here early 2018. So I did it for about a year there.
Okay.
And then I was friends with some photographers up there, so I was able to take some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of just got into, I think, I honestly don't remember the time where it happened to be from clothes to not really clothes. I think I saw that it was kind of progressing online that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I just chose to try that with a photographer at the time that I was friends with, and it kind of just went from there.
Okay, so are the car show modeling aspect of it, is that what really got you hooked?
I really liked it. I think it's a great place to meet a lot of people.
Okay.
I met a lot of good friends that I have now from car shows, even the models or not, even just the people that show up. It's a really good crowd. It's super fun.
Right.
It's just a really good time. And it's kind of like you're working at the same time as having fun. So it just got to the point where I loved doing it. So I would get into connections with more car groups in New York. And then from there, like, people would see me at the car shows and be like, oh, I want her to be at the next car show. And then I kind of just became familiar with that. And then it progressed from there with the car scene.
Okay, you kind of followed the car show circuit, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, great. Because I know a lot of photographers go to car shows looking for models for a specific look. I'm sure you've had a photographer or two come up to you, give you the business card.
Yeah, I mean, not really at car shows. I've been given cards for many different things in just life in general.
Okay, okay.
I've never really followed up with any.
Okay.
Because they don't seem, you know, a majority of them don't really seem legit. So.
How can you tell when someone that gives you a card is a legitimate job opportunity? Do you have anything goes off in your intuition that tells you this?
A majority of the time, it's a guy.
Okay, okay.
It just is, it's like, are you legit or is this something you're trying to do? And then, you know, I could be attractive to you and then that's all that you care about, you mm-hmm. know, and I'm not really looking for that.
Okay.
I guess you can just tell. It's like a intuition thing when you meet people or see people and you're like, okay, well, you have either a good intention or a bad intention or we're not on the same page, you know?
Right.
So if we're not on the same page, I'm not going to work with you.
Right. Okay. So you're, the car show modeling that you have done, it basically led you into the modeling world,
yes.
correct?
Yes.
Did you have any visions before then what modeling was?
My whole life I was singing and acting.
Okay.
So I was already kind of in love with that. And then, obviously, I feel like modeling can be kind of pulled into those two as mm-hmm. well for the entertainment industry. And after I got out of high school and a little bit of college, then I just, like, modeling, I feel like I turned to modeling because it was easier to find.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
Yes. So then I kind of just started modeling instead of acting and singing.
The visions that you had of what modeling was before you started, and you have been modeling now since 2017,
mm-hmm.
have those views changed in any way?
I think my first view of modeling, but back in 2017, it was still kind of the start of Instagram in a way.
Okay.
I know
okay.
that Instagram came out a few years before that, but it really became a job and like an influencer position, or like those were not jobs. They were just starting to come about.
Right.
And
right.
now it's huge. Now it's like an actual career. And I think that with time and as life progressed and as social media progressed, obviously your view is going to change, just because to me growing up, modeling is like, oh, you know, Victoria's Secret model
mm-hmm,
or
right.
runway model or right. a Kendall Jenner of the world. And if that's not what you are, or if you don't look like them, or if you don't have those connections, or you're not walking on a runway, then you're not a model. So that's mm-hmm. kind of what I felt beforehand.
Are you easy with the persona that people have of you being a car show model? You said you model lingerie. How does your family feel about that? Okay.
I mean, I didn't broadcast. At the okay. time when I started it, I wasn't living with them anyway.
Okay.
I was about 19 or 18, okay. 19 okay. when I kind of just started getting into the car stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't start off as what it is now, of course.
Okay.
Kind of just progressed into that.
Okay.
But, I mean, they've, like, families and some friends have had their fair share of comments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But nothing too crazy. Like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway.
Great, great, great attitude. Okay, your first shoot, do you remember it?
Yes.
What was it like?
So other than the car shoots, because the shoots at the car, like with the car groups, they kind of just follow you car to car.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not really like a shoot to me.
Right.
But my first real kind of like lingerie playing shoot
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
was a Christmas one with my very close friend now, David.
Okay.
And he had come to my apartment at the time, and obviously I had a Christmas tree and I put on some red, and I was just like feeling it out. Mm-hmm. And I think that was my first real photography, like real photos of that. Yeah, so it was the December of 2017, I think.
And after you did that, you got all the butterflies out. Whew, that was not as bad as I thought it was actually going to be. You said, okay, I can possibly do this.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. And so then I just kind of got more into it. I started posting those photos, and then I got more opportunity. And then I just started becoming more involved.
Okay. Do you still get butterflies at photo shoots?
I don't get nervous. I actually am the opposite. I think it's like I'm more anxious now, like doing this, than I would be if I was in lingerie right now doing a shoot.
Okay.
You know? I think it's just some kind of self-confidence in a way, and that's kind of how I portray it because that's how I feel.
What is it about modeling in general that you are so passionate about?
I think it's kind of what I just said again. I think it's just about the way that it makes me feel. And I like to not just go in the mirror and take a photo of myself or have someone take a photo of me and it just be a simple photo that is like everyone else's or like the one I posted yesterday. I like it to be different. I like to have some creativity in it. Of course, you have to do the basic stuff as well to make some people happy. And of course, because it's fun as well. Or too, sorry. I keep saying as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that other people see it differently. I want to, again, I want to be more creative with it. And I want each post to be different. I want to wear something different. I want to be in a different place. I want to do different cool poses that you wouldn't think would work or you wouldn't think would look good. And maybe they won't, but try them anyway.
How do you prepare for a shoot?
Gosh, I usually just throw everything I got in my bag and like, let's go.
Throw everything in the backseat of the car and here we go.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. I mean, it just depends. If I'm preparing for, like nowadays there's these shootouts. So they'll be, they'll be planned weeks in advance.
Right.
And they'll be like either, oh, Valentine's Day one. Like I just did one in February.
Okay.
Like it was based around like Valentine's Day and love and this and that. So I'll have some reds and pinks and heart stuff. But then I'll also get some regular colors and different outfits as well. And do different things around wherever we are. So it's different if it's something like that or if it's a last minute shoot, I'll see what I have in my closet. But most of the time I'll just buy things if I know it's for specific category.
What is an idea for a shoot that you've had in the back of your mind that you've kind of worked on, but you've not quite got all the details worked out yet that you would like to bring to the forefront and do that? Theme shoot, regular shoot, it doesn't matter. What shoot would you like to do that?
That's a really hard question. I did not prepare for that question. I don't know. I feel like I have many ideas of, like, if I see a picture online of a certain pose.
Recreation.
Right. I do like recreation and making it your own, especially.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay,
I guess on the spot, I don't really know specifically.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm blindsided you with that
question. No, you're good. I'm sorry. I definitely have a lot of ideas. I just, like, don't have one specific one that's crazy that I think about. I don't know.
I know the photographers out there that are listening where they get their podcast and watch it on YouTube have got ideas that they would just love to find a specific model for a shoot, okay? And I'm sure they would love to find a model that fits their vision of a shoot they want. I'm sure you will say you are not the best model for some types of shoots. You said you're happy doing lingerie, car shows. What has modeling taught you about yourself that you did not already know?
I don't know why I'm getting emotional by you asking that question. That's very weird.
Okay.
excuse me. But I mean, like I said multiple times, when I first started, mm-hmm. I mean, I've always been an insecure kind of person. And so whenever I'm able to create something, or I can look at a photo and be like, wow, like, I think I look good. Or mm-hmm. I think that my self-validation of myself is more important than all of, like, the guys on the internet or right. other women on the internet. And many other people could hear that and be like, yeah, right. Okay. Because they think that it's all for male validation in general, especially if it's lingerie or anything like that. But honestly, I don't care about what they're saying. At the right. end of the day, I really don't care.
Right.
They're going to say it anyway, whether you do that or not.
Right.
There's male validation on every corner, if you'd like it to, like, if you listen.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Even if you don't post anything risky at all. But I think that
by any building site, you're going.
Oh my gosh!
Get, okay.
yeah. But I think that the most important thing for me is I like to see it and be like, wow, I like that, and other people like it too.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter. It's just other people are liking what I tried to create, and if it has a certain body part in it more than another, then so be it. It doesn't matter. But I think that it makes me feel good behind the camera. And mm-hmm. it also had made me feel good about my body. Mm-hmm. Because again, for so long of like in my life, I was so insecure about my body, so insecure about myself in general. And then that kind of took me out of it. We all have our insecurities still, of course.
Sure, sure.
But it kind of took me out of it to where I can feel more confident because I had to be. Because nobody, you know, you don't want to take a photo of someone that looks like they're so closed. And no, you want to take a photo of the girl who has her shoulders back and this and that. But I actually, in real life, I walk around pretty closed. So I kind of like that whole separation where behind the camera or wherever, I'm able to be what I want to be,
mm-hmm.
in a sense.
You have absolutely no reason to be insecure about anything. You are a beautiful young lady, okay? And I've seen images you have posted on Instagram. I mean, and looking at them, and I'm thinking, this lady is just exudes confidence, okay? I mean, you are turning out some awesome work, okay? I don't know whether they are your poses, the photographer's poses, your choice of images, theirs, it doesn't matter, okay? You've got some awesome images up there, okay? You have done well. You should be proud of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
You should be. I know this is an industry that there are some rude people in, people that are crude. But as long as you like what you are doing, as long as you like the images that you are posting, images that promote you in a good sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have got the world at your feet, okay? You've got some great images. Growing up or in your early years of a modeling, did you have a mentor to look up to or someone to go to for advice, or do you just basically flip through magazines and just copy this, copy that? How did you learn to model?
No, I had nobody. I kind of just did it.
Okay.
I don't know how else to... I mean, of course, just like anything in life, if you watch someone else doing a profession that mm-hmm. you're interested in,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get better at it, because the more you watch someone, the more you look at something, you study it, whether you know it or not. You study what they're doing. You study what not to do. And I'm here to hear, like, critics as well. And I think that just watching other people, I wanted to be better and I wanted to learn more and I wanted to get more connections. And I'm not the best still, and I'm not, and like there's always going to be someone that's better than you, but I can at least try my best to be like the best that I can be. Mm-hmm. Because I continue to do it every day. Mm-hmm. I look on the internet all the time. I see tons of women. I love photos and I'm like, wow, I wish like I could do that, or I want to mm-hmm. do that. And then I save it for later and I think about it all the time. So I think it's a constant learning.
And that leads into my next question. We all learn. Models, photographers, makeup artists. When you were learning, I'm sure you made little mistakes.
I still do.
You still do?
I still do. I mean, there are some photos where I'm like, oh, like, why? Why did I do that? Or let me not do that next time. And again, you're your own self-critic too, because
right.
You look at your photos and you're like, okay, those are good, but they're not the best. They're not great. And right. They're going to be better. If I showed you one of my first photos, then you'd be like, that's you? Like I look like a kid almost. Like, you know, like on training wheels. And again, I'm not the best now, but when you compare it, it's like, I just know so much now. I know my angles better. Because you learn yourself. If you learn yourself, then you can take a great photo. And if the photographer's good enough to where they understand angles as mm-hmm. well, then that's a great match.
You do so well leading right into my next question. I was going to ask you, what tiny mistake did you make early on?
Yeah.
Like you said, that you look back, okay, now, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that?
Yeah.
What mistakes did you make early on that you learn from now that has made you a better model? Is it angles? Is it lighting? Is it posing?
I mean, it's definitely angles and posing for sure. Like I said, you learn your body mm-hmm. and you learn what looks good and what doesn't mm-hmm. in a photo, of course. Because all photos are staged and posed.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It is not real life, people. But but it's just, yeah, I think that's definitely the main thing that you learn. And I'm going to continue to learn.
I think when you stop learning or think you know it all, that's when something changes. It's when the rules change.
Yeah. I mean, I can look at people that I can look up to, like on the internet mm-hmm. or on Instagram that I follow, and be like, damn, I want to do that, or I wish I could do that. But like they started somewhere too. Like you mm-hmm. always have to remember that they're there. And work and hard luck or hard work and luck had to do with that. And, you know, it's if you keep going, that's where you can end up.
Do you believe that models have got to really work at their craft?
I think in a very changing society, changes every day. You learn something new every day. Something new comes out every day. Mm-hmm. Style or editing or anything at all, like any type of look or photo. It's just the thing that you did yesterday could be out tomorrow, out of society tomorrow. Like, you know, nobody cares about it. Yeah, exactly. So I think you have to continue to research and continue to learn because of that. Especially if you want to continue to be on top and please the world, practically. Because mm-hmm. That's what every post is doing. It, you know, it is for yourself and it should be. But then also, I can't post just anything because that's not what the people who are following you mm-hmm. want, you know?
Do the young ladies, young men, wanting to be models coming up, do you think some of them have got this crazy idea that, oh, I'm going to be a model. I'm going to start living like X model here. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. Do you think some of them have got unrealistic expectations?
It depends what they are thinking, though.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, anyone can have unrealistic expectations. But if you're just going into it thinking that, oh, yeah, just because I'm hot, everything is going to work out, that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or just because I do the same thing as someone else does not mean it's going to work out either. You still have to find, like, everyone talks nowadays about like, your thing, your niche, and it's like, you have to have one. Because that is the reason. You have to have a reason why people are going to follow you, while you are going to be an influence of any kind to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to figure that out.
Do you view yourself as you just said, do you view yourself as being an influencer to someone else?
Not necessarily. When people see my online presence and they always ask me about it, like, oh, are you an influencer? Or I don't believe so. I don't call myself even a model, really. I really don't. I don't like to put a label on anything. Right now, I post photos or quote art, whatever mm-hmm. you would like to call
right,
it,
right.
on the internet. For other some people that want to see it,
mm-hmm.
and myself. That is kind of what I do right now. And if it leads to something like those things,
mm-hmm.
then I will feel comfortable labeling myself completely as a model, just because I think that my definition, like I said, has just been clouded by, you know, like there's a different, like people kept saying, there's a difference between a model and then an Insta model. Like, mm-hmm. there's actual definition of an Insta model. And it's, I mean, nowadays, like I said, it is a career. Like, you can make money off of it. You can do it for a living. Back then, you couldn't. You couldn't just post pictures on the internet and make money, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I think that in general, everybody influences somebody.
Okay.
But right now, I don't know if I really do. I don't know if I influence a lot of people or just a couple. And even if you influence one person by a post or something you say, it's amazing. It really is. I mean, I've gotten messages over the years mm-hmm. from women and men that like, oh, you know, I think last year, I don't fully remember. I don't want to quote it, but I think last year, like early, I got a message saying, from like a random girl, and she was like, I look up to you. I love your photos. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, why? Who am I? Who am I to you? No, you know, I'm just like a random person that doesn't know 90% of these people. And all of a sudden you like, I don't think about it like that. I don't wake up and like, oh, these people are watching me. I really don't think that people care that much. And then when you find out that some do, or like you influence some people, it's kind of sweet, you know.
The coming of Instagram, TikTok, these other social media sites, have they made a few models? Are they online models? Have they helped? Have they hurt? What have they done to the industry in your mind?
I think social media opened it up for a lot of people, because before Instagram and TikTok, going into any industry like that, entertainment wise, it was very hard. And it still is, like the real big time is, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can just post on TikTok one video, and if you get a million views, you could be the next big thing tomorrow. And it's just like this little box in your hand. First of all, $1,500 box in your hand, an iPhone.
yes.
Yeah. It's so, there's so much at the tip of your fingers. And if you use it correctly, it can do so much for someone's life and for your life and everyone else's. I think that it's changed for the good because of that.
Okay.
Because it opened up many opportunities for younger and older.
Okay.
And people who think that maybe they can't have the career that they wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine going through your life at whatever age and you're like, I give up on my career. And then all of a sudden, I mean, you see these people on TikTok and Instagram, literally 80-year-olds, like 5 million followers just because they're making funny videos and they have good content. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's definitely crazy to see that. And yeah.
Right. I would have loved to have been the Grumpy Cat's manager. Think of all the money you could have made from that cat, you know, just from what?
Right.
YouTube,
yeah.
Facebook.
I mean, now if you're on YouTube, you know, you're old. YouTube is like, what's YouTube?
What's YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, so is TikTok replacing YouTube?
I think so. I think all of social media is, or I think it already has.
Wow.
I think that, I mean, everyone that I used to watch on YouTube when I was younger, mm-hmm. is not really making videos anymore. They haven't for a while. And if they do, it's once every month, once every few months, just to keep it going because, you know, they make money off of it still.
Okay.
But now they're on to bigger and better things. They have makeup lines. They have clothing lines. They have, I remember one of my first, the influencer of YouTube,
mm-hmm.
she had her first collab years ago, probably like 10 years ago, with, what was it? Aeropostale. And I was still a kid and I was like, oh my gosh, she has like a whole line with them. And since then, she's had so many more opportunities. And so they don't really make videos anymore. And I mean, but now they're making TikToks and they're making reels and they're making, you know, the IGTVs and everything because it's all on the one app. And I mean, it's just, that is just what it is. And nobody really uses YouTube like that anymore.
Wow, I love that comment. I do. Okay, how about we look at some photos now? Okay, you ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this was Halloween. This is one of my favorite shoots that I did. I was in a Cruella de Vil outfit, and this was on the side of a coffee shop near downtown.
Okay.
And,
in Nashville.
In Nashville.
Okay, okay.
And, yeah. That's what it is.
Everybody always loves Halloween shoots. What is it about Halloween people love?
I think it's fun to just dress up as something else. And then obviously, like people say, it's a good time to be sexy in public. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like you can just dress up however you want. You could wear whatever you want, slutty outfit, goofy outfit. It doesn't matter, but people don't say anything. On a regular day, they'd be like, ooh, what is that? Who are you? Why are you wearing a Halloween outfit right now? It's like January. It's over.
Okay.
But, you know, but I mean, I think like anyone says, Halloween is a fun day to just dress up as who you want to be.
A fun time, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Or just and go out and just have fun. And it doesn't matter what age you are. It's still fun.
It's a fun time. Okay, now what are we looking at?
This was Halloween as well. And this was in, should I say where it was? in an abandoned hotel.
Okay, okay.
And I got my makeup done by a close friend named Taylor. And he did our makeup really well. And that was actually just water on the floor that was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got just tons of blood and a sledgehammer and took some pictures. I mean, I kind of wanted that gory look, but still, you know, just still creepy, but not so, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Halloween. My birthday is November 1st, so I've always just
almost Halloween, baby, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a couple more hours later.
Okay, okay.
This is an old one. I wanted to throw an old one in there too.
Okay.
Because I liked the shoot a lot, but I feel like this was one of my favorite ones from the shoot. This was back in, I think, 2018 or early 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first moved here, And I got into contact with a photographer from here. I believe he doesn't do photography anymore. But we were at an Airbnb and I got the opportunity to shoot with him and I thought he was really good. And I don't know, I love the way that I love the way my body looks in it. I love the way that I kind of look like I'm confident and I don't know. I really like it.
It is a very, very good image and you do portray confidence, okay?
Yeah, and it's not showing too much, which I also like. And it's just I feel like it's just showing like the right amount. It's almost seductive, but not.
Okay. And now who do we have here?
This is Chloe.
Okay. And Chloe is?
She is a friend.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. We just did this shoot literally like a month ago or less.
Okay.
And, I wanted to, this was one of like, so everyone remembers the like Kardashian and Megan Fox photos that came out early this year.
Okay.
And I really loved them. I love how simple they were. Once again, they weren't really showing much and, they were just side by side and, you know, so I kind of wanted to portray that in this specific shoot that we did. And then this photo was actually kind of candid in a way. I didn't really plan to smile. I never really smile in photos, but you know, when I do, I love when photographers catch it. And if it's a good photo, it's a good photo.
You've got a beautiful smile there. Okay. So don't hide it. Okay. Don't hide it.
Thank you.
That is a beautiful smile.
Okay. This one was recent as well. This was that Valentine's Day shootout that I did in February. And so he was actually the person who took this is a great guy. His name is King Jello on Instagram. Love him to death. And he was one of the first photographers that I shot with here in Nashville, actually. And so every time I shoot with him, I feel like there's always such good photos. And I know that it's 80% him. it's just he knows the angles and he knows, I feel like we just have worked good together, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. If he's listening and he doesn't agree, sorry. But I hope he is
listening, okay? Yeah.
I got this outfit. It's all like the diamonds and crystals and everything, mm-hmm. and then attached with a shoestring pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then I got these gloves as well, like leather gloves. And we were on this rooftop at this Airbnb. And it was freezing. Okay. This shoot took 10 minutes. We took probably like 10 photos in 10 minutes that were just so good. And I was just, it was just great. I mean, the wind was blowing and it was cold, but we just did it. And that's kind of what you just have to do in a way. You kind of just have to take the photos.
Huh?
Yeah.
Got green and bear. Those are some amazing photos, Kenzie. Thank you for sharing them. What criteria do you use to post images?
Meaning?
When you look at a photograph, how do you decide which image to post, one not to post?
I go back and forth a lot sometimes.
Okay.
You're your own worst critic, so I will look at tons of photos over and over again.
Of course.
Every day. And I'm like, oh, should I post this today? No, I don't like it today. I'm going to just not post at all. Or I'm going to post a different one. I can love a photo and then be like, nobody else is going to like it. So I don't post it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's surprised me. There are some photos on my Instagram that I actually hated, but I posted anyway. And it was the most liked or it was the most loved by people. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, sure. I mean,
what are they looking at here?
Right. You know,
what am I missing here?
Like, I thought it was a good photo, but I didn't think it would do well. And it did. So that's kind of what I go through. I mean, I look at them all the time. There's tons of them that I haven't posted and tons that I have or then I've archived or that I don't like. Mm-hmm. And not even just because there are some shitty photos, of course, that mm-hmm. come about. There always is going to be a shitty photo.
Right.
But it's also a matter of you are going to think, what are they going to think?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, oh, well, are they going to like it? Because you are posting for them as well. And if you...
Are you posting for the people that view them, or are you posting for yourself in hopes that this image will lead you to this photographer, and that photographer's images will lead you to this photographer? Who is it more importantly that you try to satisfy? Is it yourself, or is it the John Doe that's going to like your image that lives in
his mom's basement?
Yes, yes, yes.
I think it starts to be yourself. It does. Like I said many times, I want it to be myself. And I do, at the end of the day, I do this for myself as well. But it comes to a point where if you want to grow your social media, yes, be yourself. Yes, do what you want to do. Post what you want to post. Mm-hmm. The right people will follow. The right people will appreciate it. The right people will support you. But if you already established what you're going to do on your page, mm-hmm. sometimes you have to keep doing it in order to grow that page, in my opinion.
Okay. What works for you? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, huh?
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, literally, yeah, something like that.
Okay, Kenzie, I like giving every guest an opportunity to bring up to the forefront a topic, a subject that really means a lot to them. I've had guests mention mental health. I've had guests mention self-confidence. What is, if you were Miss America, what would be your platform? What is the one thing that really pulls at your heartstrings that you say really needs to be brought to the forefront, that it needs to be talked about, that maybe gets pushed under the rug too often?
Like in general?
Yes. Anything that you feel should be discussed that is important to you, whether it be industry related, whether it not be, what is that one thing that you feel nobody is actually willing to talk about? Depression could be some things.
Yeah. I mean, like you had said, someone mentioned mental health, and I think that that is super big. I think people now are realizing that it's okay to talk about it. And
I want to give you the platform to talk about it, okay? Let's bring it up. Let's talk about it, okay?
I think that with social media, you have to portray yourself a certain way, because if you show that you're too emotional, like in my sense, I don't, on my story, I will post every quote in the book. I don't care. That is what I relate to. And if you relate to it too and laugh with me, then laugh with me. But then there's also, there's people out there that are like, oh, well, I'm not going to follow her if all she's going to do is that. All she's going to do, you know, I feel like sometimes if I'm not posting my ass, then it doesn't matter. And yes, we know I did it to myself. I did it to myself in a sense. But as I've gotten older, sometimes I want people to appreciate something other than that. Because, mm-hmm. like, I'll give that as well. But I want, if you're not going to support me in every way, just only the one way that you want, then you don't need to be here. And I mean, I think that I struggle with wanting to please everybody, especially on the internet. And I haven't gotten to the point where I've gotten a lot of hate, like social media hate in general. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thankfully, of course, I know that it'll come. If, of course, you get bigger, you get more hate. That's just how it goes. I've gotten like a few comments here and there, and I'll delete them because I'll notice them, because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, like I don't want everyone else to see it. I don't want everyone else to be like, oh yeah, she doesn't look good here, or she has like this going on, or this, whatever the comment is. I don't want other people to be like, yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm. you know, and I'll harp on it too. A lot of times sometimes I've screenshotted them and been like, and like read it over and over again. And I'm like, ugh, like I hate this. Even if it's nothing, it's nothing. And that's just the start of it. And I feel for the people who have so much hate out there on the internet. And this world is such a hateful place that it will break you down if you let it. And I've let it. I'm an emotional person. And some people see the real me and some people don't. But I think that on social media, on my social media, I can show it. And then I know that I can't, you know? But then I know that when I do show it sometimes, there are people who appreciate it. Because I don't want to put on this persona like, oh yeah, I'm cool with everything, you know? And I'm such a happy individual that loves myself. And I mean, 80% of the people that see me on the internet and that's all that they know, mm-hmm. I know a lot of them have already preconceived notions of me that are 100% not true.
Okay.
And it just comes with the territory, especially from what I post. I get it. Like, people think you're a slut. People think that you sleep around. People, I mean, even just being somewhat attractive, people think that about you. And then also portraying yourself that way on the internet, like, it's talked about. It really is. And I wish that people knew more about, like, the real me, in a sense. But then they're not, in my head, they're not going to like it. So I feel like I'm straying away from the topic, maybe, I guess. I'm kind of just talking out of my ass.
You are fantastic. Please continue.
But it's just a matter of, I mean, I feel like this does have to do with mental health as well, but, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, poor me, you know. People always say like, no, you're attractive or you're beautiful or you're this and that. Like, okay. And I'm not trying to be like, you know, I know I could have it worse. I know I could be uglier or bigger or smaller or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to feel that way. And I feel like girls on the internet, people make them feel like they have to feel good about themselves. Mm-hmm. Because, oh, well, if you look like that, why would you have any issues? Why do you have problems? It has nothing to do with the way that I look. And the way that we see ourselves is so much different than what everyone else sees, even if you put on a show for everyone else. Like I said in the beginning, like, social media is not real, no matter how many people try to make it real. So.
That is fantastic, Kinzie. Thank you for sharing that, okay? What is the best way that the photographers out there can reach you?
On my Instagram.
Okay, and your Instagram handle is?
It's at King Kinzie, but it's two I's in both of the words. So okay. KINGKENZIIE. You
heard
it here first.
Yes, you heard it here first. And everyone out there that is listening, I have spent this last hour talking to this young lady. She is beautiful on the inside, outside, a fantastic person. I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed sitting here, talking with her, getting her insights into the industry. Everyone, you will not go wrong if you contact this lady for your next project. I mean, she is just ideal. I cannot sing her praises enough. So with that being said, I want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Model Connection podcast. I want to remind you to please like, follow, or subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Please follow us on social media at the Model Connection Podcast. Thank you and bye-bye.